Starting a little late today. I almost forgot I had to do the podcast. What's crazy is Finio had called me.
Mama, you forgot to give me the
Benadryl. Oh, I'll do it in a little bit. Okay. Do I have to do it again? I was trying to reach for my glasses. Hello.
Buenas.
Hello.
How are we?
Looking a little rough.
Yeah, we are.
Excuse the background noise. My husband is doing the dishes.
Ooh. In Gray's weapons?
Mind your business.
Darn it. I should have came. Darn it.
You should have. You missed out. I made this bomb ass agua de limon.
Oh, shit. No, because, like, so TMI, I've been, like, not feeling well. And so I've been on literally in the bathroom the last couple of days.
Ew.
Just like, I know. And I didn't want to go over there.
And guess what? We just got the toilets fixed.
Then I would have, they would have been broken again.
We literally just got them fixed, I think, last weekend.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Both of them.
What's going on with the car situation?
When are we going to start? I'm so annoyed with them.
Well, first, I guess since we're going to get started, let's just go ahead and open up real quick. Hey, guys, this is Finio.
Oh, shit. Hold on. And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to Man in the Mill.
Let go. Where's the
am? Well, I didn't hear you said no. So I was on TikTok the other day, and TikTok made me buy it. But I bought these, like, mini, oh, my God, they're mini ducks.
Mini ducks? Like, are you going to eat them?
No, they glow.
Oh, they're so cute.
Right?
Are they glass?
No, they're, I don't know. No, they're plastic, but they glow in the dark. So in the dark,
Right now, I miss you.
Congratulations.
I miss April. I miss Santi.
Congratulations, Reina.
Yes, congrats.
We're so happy for you. But yeah, I just ended up getting them, and they're, like, so freaking cute.
I was telling her when she graduated, I said, it is un orgullo hispano. You guys remember that commercial?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
What do you mean? You don't remember, like, okay, you would watch, like, a telenovela, and then it would be, like, Omar Sanchez trabaja para blah, 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 blah. Es trabajador. Trabaja dos trabajos y va a la escuela. Para hacer un día un doctor famoso. You know, some bullshit story, right? And then they're like, por eso es un orgullo hispano. Okay, fine. I'm going to find the commercial and I'm going to post it on here so you can see what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay.
I can't believe they don't remember those commercials.
I don't remember them. That's so weird.
Yes, I did want to talk about that. Thank you, Reina. Jorge Ramos is retiring after 40 years with Univision.
So have you read his book?
No, I haven't read his book.
I have read his book. It's really good.
I'm following his daughter on TikTok, and she is so intelligent. She's like everything that you think his daughter would be.
Okay, oh, so she's not like us?
What do you mean?
I don't know. We're not intelligent. You said she's so intelligent, so I was just like...
I think there's something corrupt behind it, personally.
With
people
her?
People are saying that ever since he had that interview with the president of Mexico, things just haven't been the same with him. Like, I heard it was, like, some real corrupt shit that's been going on.
So you think that's why he's leaving?
Yeah.
You think that's why
I'm
he's leaving?
So there was this interview that he did with the president of Mexico. And something about that interview, I don't know if he was, like, exposed or I don't know how the interview went. But, yeah, it was, like, something really big. And ever since that interview, I mean, people just haven't been looking at him the same or they've been, like, researching some shit.
And this is with the old president, right? Not the new president?
Oh, where'd you go?
Not her toes. Not her toes, you guys.
My toes are done, okay?
So, anyway, yeah, the one that's forward.
Literally just retired. Aquí está todo chueco.
Okay. Well, I'm eating Takis today, you guys. These are Takis Nitro. They're supposed to be super hot. I opened from the bottom, so that's why I had to flip them over. Because if you know, you know. If you know, you know.
No, but I do. I want to do that. But I want us to do for October the serial killer truckers.
Yep.
I want us to do the story on that.
I was going to go buy the book today.
Because I did not realize that there is legit a whole conspiracy theory behind this.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, no, but I didn't realize like how deep it went.
Oh yeah.
Like how deep it went. So I want to be talking about that.
I was gonna go get the book today, after I left the DMV, but I was like, I needed a nap, so I was like, let me come home, let me take a nap, and I did. Yeah. And anywho, the what? DMV.
I'm using them right now. Go to bed, please. Thank you.
For the DMV, you were right. Book an appointment, because I was in and out of that place like in 15 minutes. But did you know they stopped taking walk-ins after 3?
At the DMV?
Mm-hmm.
Well, freaking, just for the license plates, to renew your license plates, Joe went to go make an appointment online October.
It's weird, because I just booked an appointment on Monday. I got one today.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like a glitch in their system or something. I'm going to show the screenshot on the story so that you guys can see it. We went so that he can renew his plates in October. The first week of October is the next available.
I need to get mine ASAP because I'm going to Florida.
No. So. Oh, when are you going?
I'm going on the 18th of October. And it was weird because I totally forgot that I needed to renew my license, right? I was like, I need my birth certificate. I was like looking for my birth certificate, couldn't find it. It's gonna cost me like $100 just to get my birth certificate. I'm like, to get this damn piece of paper, you're charging me $100 for real?
So much.
I needed it to get it expedited. I needed to get it sent to me as soon as possible. So I needed it the request to be looked at as soon as possible, like top of the pile type of shit. I needed it to get approved as soon as possible, and I needed to get it sent to my house as soon as possible.
No, right now, Fina's here. Fina's here.
Oh, she missed the beginning. I wasn't. I'm not feeling well. We've been in the baño too much.
Not me. Don't fucking look at me. How about we be in the baño? Because I mean that you probably won't be going to like Fiesta Hispana or anything.
This weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend.
I was going to, but I already have a lot going on. So I don't think I'm going to be out naked unless I make it on Sunday, the last day. I wanted to go try the food trucks.
What food truck? Where?
Fiesta Hispana.
Well.
Because it's now at the, it's going to be at the Legends, right? At the New American Royal?
Oh, is it not the like it always is?
They moved it.
Oh, shit. When?
They moved it. Reina, let her know. I'm like, I want to say late, maybe last month is when they moved it.
Oh, because I would say last year it was still downtown.
Yeah. But they moved it this year.
Let me look.
Because they're passing out flyers about it.
They've been charging.
Free. It's free to get in.
All right. Fiesta Hispana 2024. Oh, she said where Camp Arena was. Okay.
Okay, so the old American Royal.
Okay.
Are you going?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. We have no kids this weekend. And he has a game at fucking 5 o'clock, dude. Like 5 o'clock in the evening. And she fucking gets out of school at 4. And then tomorrow? I gotta go pick up Joe, because, you know, we're one car right now.
Oh, tomorrow?
Huh?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, we just returned the rental today.
Oh, sí, cierto, because tenemos dinner plans tomorrow. I totally forgot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Reina has a tournament weekend. Good luck with that, girl. We just have one game tomorrow from 5 to 6. Then we have dinner plans tomorrow. And then Saturday, we're gonna go look at a car.
Oh, so what happened with that?
They deemed it a total loss. Thank you,
Hey.
Melissa at McCarthy Collision Center in Olathe. She was awesome. They deemed my car a total loss, but unfortunately, I have to get a new car. I really like the
Maybe a big
no
one.
car payment.
Because when did you pay it off?
March.
Okay.
So it's been a little bit, no car payment. But we're being practical, so we're gonna get something that's like between the 15 and the $17,000 range,
Okay.
so that our payments can be pretty still pretty low.
Gonna say, does this mean you're gonna go back to work or?
No.
You said no.
No.
Don't even ask. I'm dead. You're funny.
No, because Joe just got out of training, so he's on proving grounds. So
Who's
he has something
Joe?
called proving grounds. So like after they get out of training, they give him like an X amount of weeks to prove themselves. That way they know to show that they know what they're doing. So he's already off proving grounds. But yeah, so
Hey.
now he's an official junior broker. So
Congrats,
now.
Joe.
Yeah, and then so now he can do the commission. So I'm really proud of
I'm happy.
him.
Hard work pays
Definitely.
off.
Commission starts rolling in, so
Boom, boom. Hey, that money about to be stacking up.
but if anything, I think we'll just stay in for the weekend. No kids. I gotta worry about going nowhere.
Cook.
I'm not cooking.
No.
No. No, we'll just DoorDash everything.
I
Why do I don't like to, like, I already cook enough during the week. On the weekends, I don't have the kids. I like to take the weekends off.
know. So,
I know.
I want to get your input on what you think about the debate on Tuesday.
Hold on. So we went to my nephew's football game yesterday. Middle school, mind you. Middle school. The outfits that these little girls were wearing, video.
Inappropriate.
I was like, ain't no way. And they were, oh.
And they were what?
I have a hard time believing that parents are okay with their kids leaving the house like that. Like I so we're talking about a crop top, but I'm not talking about like a little cute midriff crop top with like some shorts, because sometimes I let Analia get away with stuff like that. I'm talking about something that looks like it's a bra.
Take a spark bra.
Low cut. No, it wasn't a bra. It was low cut, like bra right here, long sleeve, really tight short shorts. Middle school. We're talking middle school. This little girl had a mini skirt on, and then underneath her mini skirt, she had shorts on because her mini skirt was short. So short.
You said, where her mama at? Why your mama let
But
you
this
leave
was
like
like
that?
every other girl, and I told her to yes, and Analia, she be getting no ideas. I said, don't be getting no ideas. I said, girl, I'm not them. Nope.
Not today. I'm the last one. No.
I have a hard time believing that moms are okay with letting their kids leave the house like that. Like I'm okay with like. And even then, I'm still struggling a little bit with Analia with like crop tops and stuff. Like I'll let her do like something a little short, or like at a birthday party or something. That's but not, I don't really feel comfortable yet with her doing that for school.
Right.
Even her shorts. Like I don't like a certain length. I don't like short shorts. There's a one particular pair of shorts she likes to try to get away with, which is a little too short. But sometimes I'm just like, oh, whatever, go ahead.
I know.
But I'm still struggling like with the length, but then you also go to the stores and it's like everything is like so short.
like, this is part of the trend. And we're like, no, we're not following the trend. You're going to go to school
That's my little
wrapped up.
qualm. I was just like, I can't believe that middle schoolers are dressing like this. I'm struggling with.
Do you remember like what they wore back in, when you were in middle school?
That is true. Ratchet adults are raising ratchet kids, but I was a ratchet adult. I'm not. I feel like I'm raising the
It's
ratchet
weird
kids.
because like when I was in middle school, I mean, at, we went to Ar I went to Argentina for a year, and we wore uniforms.
Yeah,
So I feel
I mean,
like
Rose knows uniforms.
it was super weird because I just feel that like the girls would go in there like with their like it was like felt like it was a chola era. They're in their chola area, so they're like baggy shirt, also baggy pants. Like if you had one of those girls like who wore tight shorts, I mean tight pants, but nothing too much. We're like, oh damn. You know, back when how I remember it, but I was
So
only there
my
for
style was
one.
always really tight pants, but super baggy large shirts.
Was like, I don't remember that, but I didn't go to Rosedale, so I don't know. I went to Argentina for 1 year.
But also like, oh my God, what was I gonna say? Something that it reminded me of ahorita que estaba pensando. Oh, I can't even. Oh, I don't remember. I was literally thinking about something like that, and I was like. No.
About the clothing?
Huh?
About the clothing?
Yeah, but I don't know, I forgot. I literally lost my train of thought.
Happens.
I cannot believe I lost my train of thought.
When your mind is trying to remember a lot of stuff, it processes. And then I'm planning to go on new nails because they've been growing out a little bit, and then I can feel them lifting up too.
Oh no, I
So.
know. I have been losing track of my appointments. What is that? Wait, my problems aren't today's kids' problems. What does that mean?
Who said
My problems aren't today's kids' problems.
What does that mean?
I'm a little slow today. Dumb it down for me. All
Who
right,
said
let's
that?
get into this. Let's get into this debate.
Who said that though?
Reyna. That's what she
Oh.
said. Let's get into this debate. What are your opinions? Did you watch it?
I just watched a glimpse of it. I didn't watch it at all. I should have, but with me feeling under the weather, I just couldn't sit
Oh
there
yeah, like the
for
Chola
an hour and a
era, she
half.
said. Huh?
I wasn't able to sit through that 90-minute debate, but I did see
It
pictures of it.
wasn't bad. I mean,
Mean, it had to be really good for the Harris team because Donald Trump just reported that he doesn't want to have another one. But I am excited, and I hope that they do one for the vice presidents, because then that would, I feel like, help out more too.
so I will say this right. So right now, Donald Trump is getting a lot of flack because when he went to the 9/11 memorial, he went with his, vice president nominee, JD Vance, right? Right? But if you
Right.
notice, they were saying that it was just, obviously President Biden and Vice President Harris. You didn't see Tim Walz anywhere because it wasn't a political
Political.
event. They were there in official capacity, so they were saying. And I didn't know this. Trump has never been to like any of the 911 or 911 911 memorial thingies that they have every year. He has never attended one
Did you
until
hear that?
today or
Did you hear
yesterday.
what the lady said? Why did it take you 20 years?
That's what they were talking about. I seriously had no idea that yesterday was the first time that he attended a 9/11 memorial service.
He's like, I need to get out there. You guys show the people that I care.
Now, some people are saying that they feel like the polls are showing that he won. I don't know what
Know how.
I don't know what debate that they were watching because. And then they're saying that the earrings that she was wearing were microphones.
Really?
Like that there were that she could hear that they were feeding her the answers in her
Yeah.
earrings.
Of course they would. Only when you're losing would you come
But
up
the earrings
with
that she
people.
has on during the debate, she's seen in other pictures with those earrings on. They're like a Tiffany and Co. earring that discontinued. So they were already debunked that theory. Oh, and the cat and dogs that they're, allegedly eating didn't happen.
Maybe like I don't. It had to get so serious that they had to contact the governor of Ohio.
Yes, and they had to do another press conference that was like, yo, this is not happening. Okay, so my TikTok right now on my For You page is like very, it's some of it is like pro-Trump, which is, it's very interesting. I'm gonna start sharing some of those videos so that you guys can see and
You
see.
should.
Because they're very interesting. So some of it is pro-Trump. The vast majority of obviously is more pro Harris Walz,
Right.
but some of them are saying, oh, he won, he swept the floor with her, blah blah blah. There's other people that are saying, well, it was three against one, so how'd you expect him to win? So they don't even know which way to sway to. They don't know if he won, they don't know if he lost, they don't know what's going on. I personally don't think she should debate him a third time. I mean, I think at this point,
You said what again?
she should debate him a third time.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're not, but
Just because I feel like at this point, people have made up their minds. Like, people are still, no matter how much of the facts that you present to them, they still are like,
know what side they're gonna
no,
go.
no, I don't, no, Trump, yes, like, what? Like, seriously, what? Somebody was saying on a TikTok the other day, they were like, oh, he's a great businessman, even though he's had six bankruptcies. Okay, yeah, that's really somebody we want leading the country, yeah,
Right.
yep.
Someone talking. It cracks me up. It just cracks me up whenever I'd be reading the people statuses about like today, right? A person's status where like if you're agreeing with a person killing or aborting a child after the third trimester or after the fourth trimester, you can delete me now. And I'm just like, where are you getting this information from? And then I was like, at first I wanted to go ahead and I wanted to like research it, but I'm like, in most cases I'm just like, if I found that there is like an abortion clinic, I don't know where it's at, but they do specialize in abortions when they go through that those trimesters. But I'm just like, if it has to lead to that point or lead to that moment, that means someone's life is in danger, or
Right.
like it comes to stillborn, you
Right.
know? I mean, they already passed away in the belly, but if it's
But
someone's
my
life is
thing
in
is,
danger.
what I have the biggest issue with right now is that why are we always fixated on just abortion? I'm not worried about just abortion. If there's other things that is included, it's like birth control, IVF. Like, I take birth control right now because my period is so painful that it was like, okay, Carmen, we can either regulate you with birth control. Or we can go in and shave the lining of your uterus. And Finia,
Ow.
when I say painful, I'm saying like painkillers were not touching my pain, muscle relaxers were not touching my pain. Like I would do all the regimens, so the hot tea, the hot pads, Mydol, all the medications you could possibly think of. It was not touching my fucking pain. You think that I had cysts on my ovaries or something, or on my uterus for that matter? Nothing. And my doctors still to this day cannot fucking explain it. So they're saying, all right, well, we can either go in and shave the lining of your uterus,
And
or we can go get you on birth control. Do
you
you think I'm
said
gonna choose? You think I'm gonna
breakfast
choose
one?
an invasive procedure, or I'm gonna choose popping a pill every day?
You're like Medea pumping the pill for $200, Judge.
But so, that's what I'm talking about. Like, fucking. My kid, my first baby. I miscarried. There are still some of those pieces in there, so I have to go and get in DSE.
Oh shit.
Most uncomfortable feeling that I've ever had.
Bet. Even you talking about like the whole like scratching of the lining of your uterus, I'm like, that's gonna be hella painful.
Can you imagine?
That
Can you
cannot feel
imagine if
good.
I, can you imagine like me passing the baby? And not having the option of just There's still pieces of the baby still left in you. I gotta suck it out of you. That's obviously a little
Vivid.
more callous than I want to say it, but can you imagine if it was banned? And the doctor's like, well, you gotta pass it. Well, what if I don't ever pass it? What if
It's
it
still
gets
stuck in there.
worse and they can't give me the abortion? All because it's against the law. That's
Yeah.
what I'm talking about. Like, people are so fixated on, oh, people are killing babies, blah 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 blah. And like, all right, cool. We've presented how many cases of if it starts at conception, does child support start at conception?
Well,
If it starts at conception, is that when their health care starts? You know what I mean? Like, how many kids are in foster care? Like, there's kids right now that can't even afford school lunches. And we're worried about bringing more kids into this world where people can't afford it? It's baffling to me, dude.
then the whole cat and dog thing was just. I was like, what are we talking about these again?
And then get this. People are saying Project 25, blah, 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 it's not existing. Texas is literally suing HIPAA to get access to medical records of people who are trying to leave the state to get abortions.
Like you left pregnant, but you came back not pregnant, which is wrong.
Literally suing to get access to your medical records.
Which I don't understand. Like,
Oh,
the reason we have
but
HIPAA.
where is that it's not gonna happen, right? Right? Literally the biggest our biggest fear.
Like, Carmen's just gonna keep rolling it out. Even though she's getting ghosted, she's gonna be rolling it out for y'all.
You
Let
know what?
rolling out the truth, even though you're getting shadow banned. I said ghosted, but then I remember the correct word.
I'm telling you, my content does not get seen. It's fucking frustrating.
Yeah, like how do these influencers get seen more than I do? They're not even talking about this shit.
Even Joe would be like, dude, I don't see your stuff anymore. I'm like, why?
That's weird, because I see your stuff all the time.
Yeah, but I look at my insights and it shows that like nobody has seen my stuff.
No,
Nobody.
I know. Gotta get that.
Because you can see your insights, it'll tell you.
Like, I don't even look at that. I gotta start looking at that then.
Did you see what Elon Musk tweeted about Taylor Swift?
I didn't. I seen what I heard what Donald Trump said about Taylor Swift. He goes like, I wasn't even a fan of hers. That I'm like, I like Patrick Mahomes' wife. He doesn't even know her name. I'm like,
What?
you don't even know her name, but yet you like her? Like, seniority, get it together.
He's like the best quarterback ever. Okay, thanks.
Like,
I guess.
what?
I
And
don't
then it was, did you read his comment about when they asked him, like, who are you gonna be basically endorsing moving forward? And he would just go in like, every single time that people are gonna ask me these questions, I'm going to just advise them that they need to register to vote, that they need to get their information in regards of making things great again. And I'm just like, when he said that part, I'm like, we already know who you're voting for, sir. And plus, you're already from Texas. I go, we already know who you're voting for. You don't need to tell us who you're voting for.
Plus
Your
he's
wife
those
told us
mil
who you're
he's
voting
the plus
for.
he's part of those millionaires that would benefit from his tax break,
Right.
so
So, I mean, you don't need to answer that question with, oh, like, just get the information of who you're voting for. I'm voting for who I am voting for. You're voting, like, which is right. You don't have to say who you're voting for, but we already know who you are. You're a Texan. We get it. But I was like, it was just funny how he was just answering the
Yeah,
question.
that was
Because a
good. And
minute
I think,
ago, it was like a minute
what?
ago, AI created Swifties for Trump, and you're all about it. And then all of a sudden, Senor, get out of here.
People are thinking that Taylor waiting until now, like after the debate, to come out and support her was all planned.
That's what they said. I mean, I don't think so. I was expecting her to do it whenever the DNC happened, but I feel because she was like doing the whole tour thing
I'm
and the
sitting.
whole terrorist thing that I'm not the terrorist thing, the terrorist attack, the that She just wanted to wait until she knew. I mean, because if she really wanted to, she could have waited till the music awards. The VMAs that happened yesterday. But yet she didn't. She goes like, you know what? It's my time. Let me do this whenever I feel ready, which is cool. You know, it was funny how she ended it, how she ended her thing, a childish cat lady. But I'm just like, ma'am, I go, Travis just hasn't fed you babies yet. Get the calmas. You'll get there in a moment.
Really, Fino?
What? I
What
feel like
if
he's
she
gonna.
doesn't want kids?
I don't think she does not want kids. I think she's just waiting. Can you
Okay, but you don't
imagine?
know if it's with Travis or not. Don't be saying he'll fill you with children up. That's not her time.
I'm just saying they are both.
You're
They'll
no
be
fucking
whenever,
better than Elon
when
Musk,
they're
bro.
ready. They'll have kids. I'm just simply saying they're both not ready. He's at his peak with the Chiefs going on right now. She's on tour. She's gonna go back on tour in November.
My God, you're no better than those people. Like, ay, ¿cuándo se van a casar? Ay, ¿cuándo van a tener hijos? Ay, ¿cuándo esto? Ay, ¿cómo me cayó? Ay, señor.
Un tía.
Yes, you're worse than them.
I'm just saying.
I'm just
I'm
saying.
just excited for whenever everything happens. I'm happy wherever whatever
I
she
don't know,
does.
because remember that their contract was leaked, that they were supposed to break up at the end of this month.
Really? There was a contract? Why am I just hearing about this now?
Look it up.
I did not know that.
Yeah, look it up. There's a contract que supuestamente they were supposed to be broken up. They were supposed to outline how it was gonna happen at the end of this month. Here, let me see.
She just called him her boyfriend at the VMAs.
I know, that's why everybody is saying that since it leaked, they're not gonna break up now for a while.
Don't know, I think they're gonna stay together.
Yeah, how Travis Kelce's PR team turned a fake breakup. The alleged contract first surfaced in a series of photos shared on Reddit titled Comprehensive Media Plan for Travis Kelce Public Relations. Obviously, they're going to deny it and say that it's not true, but it showed up on a Reddit post that their contract was leaked. Allegedly.
I won't believe it till it happens.
Yeah, let's
And when it
see.
happens, I'll take another shot.
Oh, I mean, you were wrong about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. What'd you see this time?
That what?
You see the popcorn this time?
I did with the Valentina.
Okay,
It
cool.
made me it made me want to have some popcorn.
We're just gonna have to sit you bro.
And it's so weird because like after the whole breakup happened with J Lo and Ben, they're talking about how she was out and about with Alex with A-Rod. I'm like, first of all, that photo was taken a long time ago. I go, so don't be spreading your lies. They go, oh, I know, I just want to share. I'm like, no, you're spreading lies.
Yeah,
Not
that's how they try to get people all riled up. They're like, "Oh, they're back together." No, they're not. They made it
exactly.
very clear they're not back together. They're not gonna get back together.
I was like, I deal with meal. But well, I was gonna bring something. Oh, speaking of kids, did you hear about Selena Gomez?
No, what? Pregnant?
No, she can't carry her own kids.
She's what?
She won't be able to carry her own kids.
Oh, that's
Due
horrible.
to her having lupus, it has done damage to her body. And so if she was to get pregnant, it would be a high risk pregnancy, not just for her but also for the child.
Yeah.
And so she found out years ago is how she stated, and that she was just like going through it, and then she finally came to it's not a realization, but she just came to a point where she was able to accept it. She talked about how she was single for the last 5 years, and how she then met Benny, her current boyfriend, and then how they do talk about. They do talk about like possibly one day having a family. They're talking even about adoption, surrogacy. So it's, well, like was speaking about Taylor like waiting to have children. It's like it's sad. But I mean, can you imagine not being able to have kids, or finding out that you're not able to carry your own child, or that it can be life threatening? That's crazy. I mean, as a woman, you know. But I mean, along with that, they'd also, I mean, not to spice up the moment, but they also announced that she is now a billionaire.
Yeah, her and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Her match to,
but on that,
like at one point,
about, right? You know, imagining not being able to have kids and, you know, all that. That ties into being able to choose it over our own body and having choices over our own autonomy.
Right, like surrogacy. Or IBS.
Because, say for some reason you need a hysterectomy. Because if they say that you can't get abortions, what's them to say, well, you can't do anything to your, anything that has to do with producing a child.
Right.
So you can't mess with your ovaries, you can't mess with your fallopian tubes, you can't. I have no doubt that we'll be headed towards the Handmaid's Tale very soon.
Don't say that.
I mean, we're not far off, you know?
I'm like, I haven't even watched that show yet. Now I'm like, after this whole, the whole election went on, I really want to watch it now.
We're not far off at all.
I know. Least in my lifetime, please. I would not know if I would be able to survive all that.
Do you feel better about Kamala's position after watching the debate?
Yeah. Because from what I learned, is that she came with the facts. Like, every question that she was asked, she came with the facts. She was able to point out with what her policies were. And then what I did not notice that it was said was that she was leaving cliffhangers for him.
What?
She was leaving cliffhangers, like dangling bait for Donald Trump. And so I'm just like, for him to go like, oh, well, you know, we're going to feed him this so he can talk about this, or he can feed him this so he can talk about that.
He never stayed on topic the whole time.
And I'm just like, sir, we got to get it together.
They'd ask him one question and he'd bring it about immigrants. He pretty much tried to talk about immigrants the entire time.
Like these, oh my goodness, it just goes around the whole cat and dog thing. It was funny, because I mean, it's on my For You page, and that's what's been on my For You page, but it's so funny because there was a girl who was on TikTok who said, like, I guess in order to get my cat ate, I need to go to Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what? What's going on here? And these people, I'm just like, I deal with me.
It was that had to be their moment, you know. You should have been watching it.
Oh, I know, but I was just at the
concert. Tell me how slow the product's concert was.
It was good. It was good. Oh. I would go again. But I think that I would go.
Why?
No, I would. I would go.
Oh, you would.
But I would just go in a different location. Reason why, when I was preparing for Snow's concert, I was listening to her essentials. Which her essentials on Apple Music are mostly in Spanish. I got there, and oh my goodness, I didn't think that there were gonna be a lot of white people. I really thought there's gonna be a lot of Chicanos, a lot of Latinos. Pero hay mucho güeritos adentro. I was like, what?
Really?
At first, I was like, what concert am I at? Because at first, I was getting kind of low key. I mean, no shade, no game. I was getting kind of scared because there was this white dude who was in camo pants and like some sort of shirt tucked in. And I was like, and even like combat boots. So I was expecting the worst. I was like, Fino, make sure you stay close to an exit. Make sure you stay close to the door. Because I have a feeling. Pero most of her set list was in English. And not what I had planned for. Like, when I was listening to her essentials, I was listening to mostly the Spanish songs because that's what was on there. So when
you didn't pay attention to what she was going to go on tour for?
Right. Because I feel that because of at every different location, it's different because she was talking about, what do you think I should add to my set list? What do you think I should place out? And a lot of the people were saying, oh, we should put Gaslight in, or we should put Piña in, which Piña is a Spanish song. And I was like, what the heck? Like, what? I go, I thought I came to a Snow Product song, and I was expecting like the whole Mexican American for what she's been putting out right now, which is a lot of Spanish songs. But it was good. I just think I should probably go in a different location next time, like possibly Texas or California. But it was good. She came out to the crowd towards her last song, just like touching people, being around people
Where
in
was it at?
the Midland.
Was it
Oh, it
like
is
full
so
or how
nice
was
there.
it?
It was half full.
What'd you say?
It was half full. The
But before that.
Midland is so beautiful.
Oh, okay.
I've never been there ever in my life, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is
The
so nice.
one that's like close to Westport?
No, that's the Uptown. Midland
Okay.
is the one that's by P&L.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, by the theater.
Okay.
It was so cute. It was so nice. It was nice packed. I got some merch, and I was like, "Ooh, we'll definitely have to do it again." But it was really
Yes.
nice. It was really nice. I liked it.
That's awesome.
I
I'm glad
know.
you enjoyed it. And you
I
said
mean,
tickets are cheap?
they were $25.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really
You buy
cheap.
the day of?
No, the day before.
I wonder how much it would have been the day of.
Right? Oh, that is true. I didn't even think about that. But it was worth it. I was like, $25, can't beat that.
Yeah, you really can't. That was a good deal.
It was so much fun.
That's awesome.
Oh, what else was I gonna talk about? Shit. Did
Do you
you
have a list?
see? Huh?
Do you have a list?
I didn't, because I was like, I didn't really have much to talk about, because I was like, okay, we're gonna hit on Taylor Swift. I'm gonna hit on Selena Gomez. I'm gonna hit on what Trump said about Brittany Mahomes. Oh, Nikki Bella. Did you see she filed for divorce?
Yeah, you know, you keep tagging us into these posts that I've already shared to the story.
I was, but I didn't see them, because I went normally whenever I go to like the things, I
Yeah,
can
those
see.
happened a I posted those a few days ago.
But she just filed for divorce yesterday, is when they posted it. Yeah. She said that there she was
Let
in
me look at the
talks for
archives.
possibly, because I had seen it. I'm like, oh shit, like she's really filing for divorce. And they had like details, like, so she is filing for primary custody of their son Mateo, which I'm like, what the heck happened? I really want to know what happened, because just before you guys got into this huge fight, you said, oh my God, the love of my life. Like, it's so weird. I'm
Speaking
like,
of, have you seen or the Secret Life of the Mormon or the Mormon Moms
I
or whatever?
haven't, but it's on Hulu and it's been on my For You page.
So I try to get into it. I'm just not. It's not for me. I just can't. I don't like reality TV. I don't
No.
like it just because I know it's staged. Like even Selling Sunset, like I was like, man, I know this shit's staged, but
I
I
haven't
just
watched the new
can't.
season.
I can't. Oh my God, fucking Chelsea
Yeah.
and the new season. Did you see the skirt? I know that's
No,
probably no.
I haven't watched the new season yet.
Well, this is their little snippets of what the season's gonna have. But
Yeah.
she has an outfit on, and her skirt is like you can almost see her hoo-ha. And they're doing it at a business event, and Mary's like, it's inappropriate, which I personally believe, I agree with her. I feel
I
like,
wonder if it happened after
what's
she found
wrong
out about
with
her
you?
husband.
You can't have your hoo-ha and your ass showing out like that.
You think she was doing it to get attention because of her husband's situation?
Don't know. Which apparently it turned, what, didn't it turn out to be true?
It is. She filed for divorce.
Shut up.
Yes, yeah, she filed for. Well, she's saying that what she was told from Brie, based off like from because she had an interview with ET. They're talking about the season. And she said that the reason for my divorce is not from the information that resulted what Brie told me or what the allegations were. That it resulted into other situations is why she's getting divorced. But I'm like, girl, you don't gotta lie. You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Well, what happened is I put an alarm for Analia to put her clothes in the dryer, but I remember that I don't work. So I can just do laundry in the morning.
Where did that come from?
Huh.
You totally went off topic.
Well, because the life paused.
Oh, I didn't
And
hear
I
the
said,
light pause.
yeah, the light paused. And so I said, sorry, I had an alarm to put the clothes in the dryer. And then that's when I was like, Analia has a game tomorrow, so I want to wash her uniform. And I
Oh.
remember I don't work tomorrow, so I can just do laundry in the morning.
I'm so dead. That was totally off topic
Yeah,
of what I
sorry.
was doing.
I thought you saw where I said the life had paused.
No, I
Oh,
didn't.
my bad, bruh.
I was like, wait, what? I'm over here talking about Chelsea and you go like, my bad, I have to. I'm like, what does that have to do with what I
Wait,
said?
okay, so going back, so she filed for divorce.
Yeah, she filed for divorce, but she said that it wasn't due to the information that Brie had fed her or what the people are talking about in regards to the allegations.
Shut up.
Yeah. That she just decided, like, you know what, it's time for us to, we're not syncing together, it's time for us to go. But I haven't watched it yet. I've been wanting to watch it. I think I might start tomorrow because I feel like I can just finish it in one day. And tomorrow I feel like it's gonna be a busy day. But I'm really happy that Chrishell was on the new season. That Emma was. Who was the other girl who was starting bullshit? Forgot what the other girl's name. The other Juanita, the one who goes like, I
Anna?
can't. Is her name Anna?
Is it the one that they were going to like the they were gonna go to like Pioneer Town or something like that?
No, this is another girl. The girl who had
Nicole?
said Nicole. The one where Chrishell had said that she takes drugs,
Oh shit. She
but
She called her like a crackhead or something.
yeah, and
Or
then
she's
she was
like,
like,
allegedly, right? Allegedly, are you on crack or something like
and then she decides to go get a drug test. Like, here, I don't take drugs.
that?
My girl, we know you take drugs. You ain't got
Yeah.
to lie, Craig. You ain't got to
Who's
lie.
to say that's your pee? Like, what?
Right.
What?
We didn't see you walk in by yourself.
I had something else that I wanted to talk about, but I was making dinner and then I was just hanging out with the girls and Joe and I forgot about us going live. I know, and I was like, I want to lay down because I was tired. I deep cleaned my kitchen. I deep cleaned my living room. Tomorrow I'm about to deep clean my room.
Damn.
The office.
Look at all this time you have extra.
I know, aprovechar.
Yeah.
Aprovechar. Because I think eventually I'll probably get like a part-time. Just for a little
Hiring.
extra money, you know?
We're hiring.
But I need very specific hours.
Oh.
Yeah. I would need like only from like 9 to 3. And I would only be able to work like Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. So I would have to have Wednesdays off.
I think they can do that. He's gonna ask. Like, can you guys do this? And I'll let you know.
Yeah, I have to have very specific hours.
I need to stop messing with my nails because I can already feel them.
I know.
I've been on.
I'm gonna start going once a month.
Ooh. Instead of every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I went, TBH.
Yeah,
But I'm just so
mine's going on
excited.
6 weeks
I'm so
next
excited
week.
for her. And like, if you guys don't know, go check her out. Go check Marissa out on Chola Nails Instagram. But I'm super excited for her new ventures that are gonna pop up. So I'm excited. I know, right? I'm like, ooh, about to pop up and do your own thing real quick. Oh, crrr. But in the meantime, go to her Instagram. Go book your guys' appointment. She will have you fresh to death.
I know.
Did you
Listen,
see? Did you
what?
see Favorite Flav at the VMAs?
I did not watch the VMAs.
No, did you not see? Did it not pop up on your for YouTube and your for you, FYP?
What?
That Favorite Flav was there.
No, mine right now is about Courtney J and Nicki Minaj drama.
Who's Courtney J?
Courtney J is this really like famous TikToker. She had like a take on Nicki Minaj and the whole Super Bowl thing because of Lil Wayne. And
Speaking of
apparently,
that,
some of the barbs doxed her, and like, whereas like saying it's been crazy drama. Pretty much, she's like, I'm suing. Y'all better be careful. Y'all better watch out. Like, yeah, it's been. It's been fun
What do
watching
we think about Kendrick Lamar headlining the Super
I
Bowl?
mean, I don't really care one way or the other.
You think I'm still gonna watch it?
Yeah, no matter to me. I mean, the controversy behind it, we're saying, oh, Jay-Z didn't pick it. No, well, it's not up to him, it's up to the city.
About who?
Jay-Z, because people were saying it was because of Jay-Z. Jay-Z's doing it because of Drake,
Yeah.
it wasn't up to Jay-Z. It was up to the city.
You think so? Was it?
No, it is. Look it up.
Okay. I gotta check that out.
And then
'Cause that's the
people.
whole reason why the whole 50 years of hip hop happened, was because Jay-Z put it together.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah.
They were also saying, let's be honest, could Lil Wayne, does he have enough songs that would be family friendly
Oh
for
no.
the concert?
That's why you have surprise guests come on.
Plus, he's very anti-black.
Little Wayne? Let me look into that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about him next week.
Look it up. Look up what his response were for the Black
Oh,
Lives Matter movement.
excuse me.
He was telling people to do during the election. And guess who pardoned him?
No.
Guess who pardoned him?
I did not. I think it happened, and I totally blanked out on when it happened because he was there. Oh, where we don't speak of his name again. He's like Voldemort. You're not gonna speak his name again. Which could be worried because I just watched Sorcerer's Stone again the other day.
Want us to start doing? I don't know if you want to think about
A
it.
watch pose?
No, not that, but I've been watching. Am I the asshole?
Okay, that would definitely fit with me because you feel like you judge me all the time.
That
Like,
would be so much
am
fun
I
to
the
do.
asshole for thinking that Taylor Swift should have a baby by now?
Stop. We should do it like once, like the first Thursday of the month or something.
Yeah,
What do you think about doing
we'll
that?
do it.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
down.
Yay! I was just thinking, that'd be so much fun. I could read it on Reddit.
Oh.
Am I the asshole?
Speaking, I know we're about to hit up,
Oh,
but so remember last time when I had told you that I started to go back on the apps and I was starting to talk to people again.
yes.
So that last one, he deleted me. So I went back on Hinge, and I started talking to this dude, and everything was going good. Everything was going Gucci, and then I was like, just wanting to get more of like serious questions or like. Just people like, okay, hey, how's your day? How's it going? And then homie stopped texting me because I'd asked him, I go, because he had told me that I go, how was your weekend? How are things going? He goes, the weekend was good, that I went to a mystery murder meeting, dinner. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Like that so fucking bad, like at the house or something, where like a murder mystery stuff. But
Yeah.
I have lame fucking friends, dude. Nobody wants to
So
fucking
I
do
told him, I go, that sounds really cool. I go, I've never been a part of those dinners before. I've only seen it on the Golden Girls. I go, how was it? How are things going? He left me on scene. And then I want to say maybe 4 days later, he messages me back and says, like, oh, the dinner was great. That it was really fun. I didn't ex like just talking about it. And I'm just like, this dude must not be interested because obviously he doesn't care about wanting to message me and it waits 4 days to
Okay,
respond.
how long have you been talking to this guy for?
It was only a couple of days, but still.
Oh, bingo!
But I'm not saying let's get into a relationship. I'm just saying like let's get to know each other. Let's get
Okay,
the
so give
basic
him the
questions
same
out of the
energy
way.
that he's giving you. Like, if he's taking a few days to answer, you take a few days to answer. Like, just match energy.
But you didn't hear what that matchmaker had said on that one TikTok?
What
I
did
have
he
to send it
say?
to you. They had said
Well,
that if you're
hold on. What kind of relationship are you looking for, though?
long term,
Is that what he does he know that?
that's what it said on his profile.
Okay. So
It said
what
long
did the matchmaker
term,
say?
and what is it? Not mahogany. What's that one? What's that word? It starts with an M.
Monogamy?
Monogamy. I won't hear talking about mahogany.
That a wood?
It is wood. Like they said in the Hunger Games, that's mahogany. Anyways,
Okay, focus.
so he, I knew what his intentions were in regards to starting a conversation. So the person on TikTok had said that this, if this person, if a person happens to lose interest or is not communicating, as you would in starting the conversation, let them be. If you're not in a relationship within the next 90 days, let them be. If this person's not thinking about wanting to marry you, within a time frame of 1 to 2 years, you gotta let them be. And I'm just like, I just gotta let it be and find that and wait for that person to come find me, because I just want to be able to talk and get to know you and get to what's your favorite color,
Right.
or what do you like to do on your spare time, and not have to wait 4 days for you to respond to ask you another question.
Well, if it takes 4 days to respond, then don't respond back, or just hit him with like a generic, have like a generic text message saying, it seems like we have different communication styles. I would like something on a more frequent basis, not, 4 days between conversation. Unfortunately, I don't think we're compatible. Good luck.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
So I don't remember. I don't even think if I messaged him back. It was like,
I would just send him something like that. That way, and then that way, there's no confusion as to where you lie, because obviously, if it's what you're looking for, then like you said, it'll come to you. And say, who knows? Maybe you'll send the message, and the guy's like, "Oh shit, I fucked up. Let me try to make this right." And then maybe they'll be like, "Okay, I'll give you one more chance." And then he fucks up again, and they're like, "All right, deuces." But I do think that if they're not communicating the way you want them to, and you've made it very clear, you need to establish, though, the importance of how often you want to be communicated with. And then if they can't meet those requirements, then they need to bounce.
Period.
You'll clear out the weirdos, the ones that aren't serious about talking to you.
Period.
I still think we need to set you up for a speed dating, but I don't think
Never
we've had
should.
one for the gays. I thought I was gonna look it up.
I never seen it yet.
You haven't what?
Haven't seen anything about it yet.
Have you even looked up anything?
We looked it last time we talked. I haven't looked into it, like research-wise, depth in for like one for the gays.
Let me see. Speed dating gay. Speed dating gay events. Eventbrite. Rosa said she wouldn't do it. I tried to convince her, but she says no.
What?
We should
Why
make
not?
her. We should make
It would be
her.
so fun. Did she use the excuse like I have school on that day?
No, she just said she's not interested in finding anything. You know how she is. I'm like, it's just to be a fun experience, Just to
Right.
say you tried it. I said if I wasn't married, I would do it.
Okay.
Honestly, sometimes it feels like I'm not even married, but not in a bad way. Does that make sense?
Isn't that good? Because you just feel like it's he's there, you're there, and
Yeah,
it's
that's what I'm saying, but not in a bad
yeah.
way.
Exactly. I don't think it's bad.
I don't really. This is like for. Don't really see anything here. Oh wait, LGBTQ plus singles event. Let's see. Oh my God, they have a Saved Sisters Ready for Love and Marriage. Join Roadmap to Love.
I know.
Oh wait, no, what is this? No. What? Okay, let's see. How to change your emotional patterns without a single therapy session. They got some weird fucking events. What the fuck is this? Speed dating. They have a new friends, single professionals mixer, a social singles mixer.
Okay.
That's a free event. It's Saturday, September the 28th at 7.
I feel like I have something planned for that day already.
All right, check your phone.
Yeah, I'm on it.
There's a singles party in Independence. It's free. Oh, okay, maybe not. You gotta pay for these singles ones. Okay, so there's some events. I did not realize there were so many events you could go to here in KC.
Same.
Let's see. Oh, that is awesome. You know what we should do, Finio? And I always say we should do like this, that, and the third, and we never do, but we should pick one of these events that are free and see what they got.
I'm saying, let's do it.
They have tacos and tequila tasting with Don Julio. That's $40. They have a Briar Fest. That's $25. They have an Inclusion Summit. That's $125.
Oh, no. Nope.
Kelsey Car Jam, $87.
No, let's keep it at the 40. 40 I can do.
Oh, they're going to have a Reggae Music and Jerk Festival. Oh, that's tomorrow.
Can't. I have dinner plans.
No, we're not. I know. We have dinner plans, you weirdo. I'm just reading stuff.
Wes, I have to go.
Oh, to like the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, con razón, you're like ready to get off the fucking phone. Okay.
Like,
okay.
I'm holding it. And I'm like, oh.
Okay. Right, guys. You don't have to go into detail. Sorry. Just sign us off, please.
All right, you guys. Thank you much for listening to another episode. This is Finio.
And this is Carmen. And
you're listening to
Man in the Middle. Lego.
Bye.
Nasty ass.